You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to talk our beloved canine companions. Yes, it's Guide Dog Blogs, and today we are here to, well, find out another person's guide dog story. Joining me now is Louise Carter. Louise, thank you for joining us.
Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, you've had a few guide dogs, which we'll explore over the kind of next few weeks, but let's talk about your first guide dog. We'll talk about Faye in a minute, but I think what I'd like to find out first is, when it came to putting in that first guide dog application, what was it that kind of made you think, yeah, this is what I want to do and this is why I want to do it?
I was a cane user for quite a number of years, and the cane's a great mobility aid, but it can be a bit mentally draining. And I'd ummed and ahed about whether to apply for a guide dog. And it just so happened that I knew somebody who had a guide dog. So I decided to have a chat with them and find out a bit more about it, and then decided to apply.
How did you find the application process and, you know, all of the kind of various assessments?
Basically, obviously, call guide dogs. They come out to your house and have a chat with you to find out why you might be interested in a guide dog, what places you would like to get to with using a guide dog, and a little bit about you as a person and what things you like to do. And then after going through that questionnaire and speaking with the trainers and various guide people, it was a question of, yes, I've been accepted, and then a question of waiting until you get that magic phone call that says, we might have a match for you.
And, you know, when they made that phone call to you and they said you got matched with, you know, with Faye, and the matching visit came, tell us a little bit about that.
Very excited, obviously. It was my first dog, and I hadn't had any dogs in my life before, so it was a bit exciting, but also a little bit daunting as well. But she was lovely. She came to the door with the trainer, and they came into the house, and I remember asking the trainer if she'd just like to take her outside to see if she wanted to spend a penny. And then the next thing that happened was Faye came shooting in my back door, shot up my stairs, and I just remember thinking, crikey, okay, how am I going to manage this dog? But actually, she came downstairs eventually, because the trainer was very calm and said, well, you went up there, you need to come down, which she did. And it was at that point that I realised that she'd got quite a spark to her, which actually went throughout her whole life and was magical, really. And yeah, we just clicked and took it from there. So it's brilliant.
What sort of a dog was Faye?
She was a very independent dog, loved her work, very driven. She was a retriever dog, and she had a real spark, quite a mischievous spark to her, but also a very focused, very keen and conscientious dog. So very intelligent, could weigh things up very quickly, and it was an absolute joy to have.
When it comes to working, were there any particular things that stood out to you that she did particularly well whilst working?
She was very quick at picking up routes, very quick at picking up new destinations that you need to get to, because I trained her using some sort of PRT type food-based reward. So if there's anywhere new that I needed to go to, like a new shop or a bank or a different clinic, she would pick it up very quickly by me just repeating the word three times to her. For example, if I wanted to go to, say, NatWest Bank, I'd say, take her to NatWest and stand outside and say, you know, NatWest Bank three times and give her a piece of food. And she'd remember it straight away the next time that I went, which really kind of amazed me. She was very good at focusing on her work, and also very good at obstacle navigation too.
When it comes to guide dogs, we often talk about how unique every dog's personality is. What were kind of Faye's unique personality traits that made her, you know, more stand out from the others?
She was very devoted to you, wanted to be with you. She was very bright. She also had, I say, mischievous spark. She could weigh up what you were wanting her to do, and was on the ball quite quickly. You always had to be kind of one step ahead of her. She also was just very amazing in everything that she did, really, in terms of getting you to places, in terms of finding various clinics. Particularly, I had to go to different hospitals, so she would know exactly where to go. As soon as we got there, boom, she was on a mission, you could tell. She also was a great dog when not working, great pet.
Another one I find always quite amusing because every dog has them as well. Well, people have them and dogs have them. Did Faye have any particular funny habits or things that kind of amused you?
Couple of things that stood out, which she did, wouldn't necessarily say funny habits per se, but she was very good at one time I was out and it was hammering it down with rain, and I was halfway out on a route, and it was that point, do I turn around and come back or do I carry on going? And then it started hailing, and all of a sudden she just took me off to this grass area. I was thinking, what's she doing? And she stood me under a tree to shelter, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. So that kind of stood out.
What happened to her when she retired?
When she retired, she went to stay with a friend of mine. It was a difficult decision to make what to do, but I couldn't keep her at home with having another guide dog as well. It just wouldn't have worked with my circumstances and situation. So I was very fortunate. A friend of mine locally always said, if ever the time comes and you need to retire her, please can I have first choice. So I did everything I could to see if she might be able to go there, and guide dogs agreed. So she went to stay with a friend locally, which was great because I knew who she was going to. And you do kind of feel a bit loyal to them when they've been with you for so long. You want them to have a nice retirement and to be with somebody that you know is going to look after them well. So she went to a friend, which was great because I could still see her. And she was also Faye, that is, in her familiar surroundings, so she wasn't being sort of put into a completely different part of the country or with somebody that she didn't know, although she would have settled and adapted pretty well with that. But it's quite nice for her just to be locally with a friend so that I could still see her, and yeah, that's where she went.
Marvellous. Well, we'll catch up with you more next time on Guide Dog Blogs to hear about more of the guide dogs you've had. But for now, Louise Carter, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.